Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Shenanigans with your girls, the Strength of She.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Ready for the shenanies and the shenanies and the
shenonos
and the shenonos.
I don't know. I don't know where we was going with this.
Didn't know where I was going either. You know, sometimes it just catches and sometimes it doesn't. That was one where it did not.
Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's bad.
You know what,
just Jennifer. Don't know what we gonna have.
You know what, Jennifer? I don't know what to make of you today. I don't know what. This is gonna be an interesting show. I can tell. I'm picking up your energy, Jenny, and it's leaving me confused.
Okay.
Are you sick, Jenny?
No, like my nose has been like itchy. I don't know. I feel like I keep having to sneeze, but it's not coming out.
You got like some allergy problems going on?
No, I don't think that's the case. I was somewhere last night and I think it bothered my nose. So, yeah. So I think that's
you,
what happened.
You was out last night, Jenny?
Yeah.
It was out and it bothered your nose. Oh. You was out.
I was just out at a hookah lounge. So I think it was that bothered my nose. So yeah.
Okay. You was out at a hookah lounge. I feel left out.
Why? Don't feel left out.
It's giving
an invite. It wasn't our we don't have time.
It's uninvited. It's fine.
It wasn't here. I was in Ohio and yeah, it's a long story, but that's why I said that we don't have time to get into it.
We just keep getting more and more.
Y'all, for those of y'all who don't know, Jenny is this enigma, and you know, for as long as I've known her, I don't know, at least a decade, right? Almost.
At least.
I'm still learning things about her. She's still quite a mystery. So the fact that she was just in Ohio yesterday is just very interesting.
Oh, it just be funny because Jenny be like, oh well, I got plans, you know, so I can't do it on that day, but then we'll see her again and she be like, oh yeah, I was in Alaska. What?
Y'all are cracking me up right now. It's hilarious. That's why I'm like, yeah, I'm good. It's just I have an itchy nose. That's it.
You was in Ohio climate. We'll talk about this when we stop recording.
Right. It's the after show. It's the after show. Jenny's mini. That's Jenny's mini material right there.
Jenny's minis. Please just keep listening. You know, just keep being out one of our listeners to find out how you can get one of Jenny's minis, because we got to make this thing.
It's because it's coming soon, okay?
Y'all are so silly.
All right, so it's time for our icebreaker. And every episode, we start with some random ass question that I ask the girls so that our listeners can get to know us better. And it's still the month of love, even though it's the end of February. But I wanted to know, what is y'all's love language?
I love them.
Money.
All of them.
All of them.
I mean,
oh, don't know if I just have one. You know, I think, yeah, I don't think I have one. But let me think on that real quick. I know I gotta hurry up, so I'm gonna hurry up and think on it.
I mean, I'm not like a huge, you just gotta buy me something. You know how some girls that is like really into that, they be really into that. But it wasn't until I got a homeboy that never did that, that I was like, dang, a flower? A candle? Mm-hmm. A massage? A something? So that's how I had to add that one to my love language. But, you know, quality time, physical touch, those are my top two.
I think that my top two, well, it's kind of hard because I kind of have three, but I think one that never really was in my top that is now in my top is acts of service. And I think that for a while it never was, until I realized, like, you know, when it comes to a lot of people, like, they're not going to invest their time or do things unless they really want to. And it's like you exchanging your time and actually going out of your way to do things kind of shows me. You know how people say, like, you know, you can talk all day until you actually do it. So I think acts of service would probably be my top one. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm with Aisha. I think I'm a quality time physical touch person. But you know, once upon a time, physical touch was the very last. I was like, don't touch me unless it's purposeful. And you know what that purpose is? Like, but now, you know, I like to cuddle and I like to, you know, I'm changing. I'm growing up. You know?
Not sure you like to cuddle. I mean, I definitely knew both of those were probably, your top ones.
Yeah, I'm like, spend time with me. Spend time with me. But I'm like Jenny, acts of service. You know, I used to date somebody and I realized their acts of service was probably their love language, where they always wanted me to do stuff for them. And I was not, you know, hip to that. And I didn't, you know, receive that well. But now, reflecting, that just was that person's love language. And that is how, you know, they receive love. So I wasn't a good girlfriend to them. He wasn't a good boyfriend to me, but that's not important. The important thing is that as I've reflected, I realized how I could be better. And now I am in a position where I can fulfill the acts of service, because I need that too.
Yeah.
I need things.
I need, like, even I like plan quality time. So like plan dates and like experiences, experiments, all the above. But then I also like you to be like, hey, baby, I got to go to the store. You want to come with me? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do.
Right. Or,
I got to go do this tonight. You trying to roll? I'm the passenger princess.
I need somebody to be okay with me being in their skin, because I just
doing
I
what just
be in their skin, like just being with them, being next to them.
Wait,
like,
what?
Being in their skin. I feel you.
I mean, that's just I don't know. It's just like, I think anything less than that is not okay with me. Like, that's just what I do. Like, when it's somebody I like, I have no personal space. Like, I need you, like, near.
Yes. Yes. I feel that. Yes.
All I heard, and it was probably my connection, all I heard was beating their skin. I was like, what? And I'm like, I mean, someone could probably be here for that, too. But, like, I'm trying to connect beating their skin to what we were talking about. And I'm like, I didn't see you as the type, Jenny.
Don't put Jenny in a box.
Because Jenny definitely got Jenny got a magical box, first of all. Magical box that does magical things.
Never know what's gonna come out of it.
don't know what's gonna come out. It'd be like
Jenny might be into that.
She might be. I was just talking about all my stuff ex-pegs last night, and then the girls, they just like me to talk about these things. I don't know why they let me embarrass myself that way.
Is it because they... Okay, never mind.
Is it because they have bland sex? I
that's not what I was going to say, but okay. Okay.
I mean, it may not be bland. It just might be given vanilla. It might be given vanilla with sprinkles and not like chocolate drizzle and other stuff.
I'm raising my eyebrows.
So they love me to come and talk about all the things I've tried, and they're like, what that look like? And I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm gonna start being a sex person on the side. I don't know what it's called.
You gonna like
sex educator.
Yeah. That might be fun.
I
can be a co-teacher.
I would like to see it. Where do I sign up?
Come on, Gennerts. You gonna teach them that sex magic you was talking about a few episodes ago.
Yes, all of that.
Look. If you did not listen to the first episode that dropped this year, go back and listen, because Jenny with the mini coming soon was talking about sex magic.
Y'all are so funny. Y'all know how to take something simple and just go crazy with it. I love that. So for our, you know, it's a mini, so there's no segments. There's no segments. It's just a mini. We are going to talk about gatekeeping. And for those of you who may not know what that means, it means when someone takes it upon themselves to decide who does or does not have access or rights to a community or identity. So I just wanted to know, like, your thoughts about gatekeeping, specifically Black culture, you know, our hairstyles, our music, our clothes. Do you feel like it's important for us to do that? What are your thoughts on it?
Is it important for us to gatekeep it?
Yeah. Do you think we should? Do you think it's appropriate? Yes.
I'm real mixed about that.
To like an extent, but also in like, it's on how it's done, I guess, and how that's like communicated.
Yeah, because I think that the problem, I don't know how to define it, but I think that like over the last few months, people have been talking about, what is it called? Like natural girl aesthetic. And like, I think that's what they were calling it, like natural girl look, natural girl aesthetic. And then shortly after, I started seeing a lot of people say, Black girls were the first natural girls that now everybody is trying to be, with just like the lip liner and the lip gloss, or slick back wavy ponytails, like all these things that people are trying to, like, people other than Black people are now calling like the natural girl, was always what Black girls were like back in the 90s. And so I think it's about how you, to Jenny's point, it's about how you do it. I think that what becomes a problem is when people do something and try to pass it off as something else, like it's completely not connected, or they don't give credit with where they got it from, especially if it had a cultural connection.
I feel like we, you know, have dealt with so much discrimination in so many areas. And so we have tried to create our own community and have created our own community. And so it is a slap in the face when, one, you don't give credit to where you're getting it from and you want to rename it something else or call it something else. But just the fact that y'all didn't want us in y'all spaces, y'all didn't have things for us in y'all spaces. So it's like when we start creating our own, why you don't like when we do it, but it's good enough for you to steal. It's good enough for you to take it. Even down to like our songs and our music back in the day, they used to steal our songs and, you know, put their names on it and make profit off of it. We didn't have hair products until the last couple decades, you know, that were catered to us. And so I feel like we are trying to do our thing, and Black culture is very, very real. And so it's like, why don't you have your own thing? Or maybe you do have your own thing and you don't know what white culture is.
Ooh, that's it.
But that is my thing about gatekeeping as far as when it comes to like other cultures. And I'm only speaking about people who are not Black.
Yeah, I just keep picturing like Bantu knots.
Yes,
and they were trying to call them something else. Somebody, yes, and I can't even remember what it is because I'm like, well, that's not what that's called. But I'm just gonna keep on moving. But it's just so many instances like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And there was one about baby hairs. Some girl on TikTok was trying to call them something else. And it's like, come on now. Like, that is exhausting.
Exhausting.
People are just stupid. People are just stupid. And then it's just like, I mean, to all these points that are being made, it gives a feeling of like, okay, are you, like, can we not have the, like, creativity or power to actually create something? Like, the fact that you feel like, okay, well, it's got to morph into something else, or however you're taking it and like trying to call it something else, it's like you're basically saying like, okay, this is, we know y'all created this, but y'all not creative enough to have your own, so let's just call it something else as if it never happened before.
Mm-hmm. Or even like, no one knows who you are. So it's easier for me to just do this and blow it up as my own, too. It makes me, I also thought about, as y'all were talking, you know, when Mael Organics, the rosemary oil, was selling out a couple weeks back. And it was because that white lady, I say that lovingly, that less melanated woman on TikTok, had posted a TikTok about how great that line was and how she's been using it, and she's been oiling her hair, and then Mael was sold out at all these Targets after she did that. And people are like, well, great, because Mael wins as a Black company for, you know, having that. But then, well, what do Black girls do who use that regularly, and now we don't have it because this white lady then blew it up on TikTok? And so there was just a lot of conversation happening about it. Even like Raven Simone, or she said, we've been saying her name wrong. I don't know what her real, how do you say it?
Simone Ye. Who is Simone Ye?
Simone Ye?
That's what she said it was.
Who, Raven Simone Ye? Okay. Well, Raven Simone Ye.
No. And I am all for people being called what they want to be called. But when she was doing the little Disney sign, she did not say, hey, it's Raven Simone Ye, and I'm with the Disney Channel. She didn't say that. She said Raven Simone. So I'm going to call you what you said your name was.
Ooh, that made Tyra mad.
It did. So
Raven Simone, a.k.a. Simone Ye, Her wife is white. And I don't know if y'all saw that clip, but they were on the red carpet and the lady was asking her wife about her hair care routine or some shit. I don't even remember what she asked her about. But anyway, she ended up saying how Raven got her into oiling her scalp. And so she's like, oh, you oil your scalp? She's like, yeah. And she's like, yeah, it does wonders for her hair. Da 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 da. But she brought up this Mael situation. She was like, but I use oils that are specific for my hair. Mm-hmm. And we need to be careful when we are getting exposed to other products. If they are really for some cultures, make sure that they are available to those cultures. She was like, so I know that everything ain't for my hair. I'm going to leave that for the Black girls, basically. And everybody was like, okay. I don't remember her name, but they was like, she could come to the cookout because she had a good little response to that. But I think that that's the balance of, cool, now you do this thing that we've been doing for ages, oiling our scalps, oiling our hair, because our hair needs that shit. But in the same breath saying, but I'm going to leave your products alone because I know that you need them. And I think, like, that's the balance, too.
You know what? I'm so glad you said the cookout, because I don't want nobody coming. I'm going to be very honest. I don't. I saw a tweet that said white people thrive in black spaces. And that is so true. Let me explain. So, because you was looking like, huh? Oh, okay. So, do y'all remember that white noob, Jenny? You might remember. But he was like a scrawny white boy, basically, that was real popular on Instagram because he was a noob. And he was white.
Was he older? And,
yeah. Aisha, do you know who I'm talking about?
I can only picture our white noobs, so those are the only ones I have in my head.
Okay, well, anyways, the point I'm trying to make is how white people can be, like, glorified in HBCUs, and they are glorified and on these pedestals, and, you know, in Greek organizations and stuff like that, and, oh, they do one thing that is semi-humane, and they get invited to the cookout, and it's like, we saw all these centuries to be in their space. And mm-hmm. So I'm glad you said that, because I think that goes along with gatekeeping as well. And we do let sometimes, as a whole, let white people, when there's one, when they are the minority in this situation, yeah. They do so well in those spaces. But let us be the token the opposite way. We all went to PWI. Like, it's not the same experience.
We was not thriving.
No, not in that, not the way that they are getting praised, and, you know, so I just find it very interesting. Do y'all find that there are times when it is okay for, I guess, people who are not black to embrace things that are, you know, a part of our culture?
I think it kind of goes back to how they're doing it, because I think, like, I think it really depends, because y'all know I have a really best friend. He's white, and, like, you know, he doesn't pretend to be black. Like, how he is, how he is. So I think it really depends on what and how they go about it, and, like, not doing it in a way where you're doing it to fit in. Now, if that's just who you are, and it just, you know, it's just who you are. But I think it really depends on how they go about it.
Yeah, you can tell, like, what's genuine, what's not. And we love your best friend. So if he listens to the show, like, we like him a lot. But it also makes me think about, have y'all watched You People yet?
I have. I knew somebody was going to bring it up.
Love it.
That movie was so good.
I watched it like 6 times. And low-key was having a little crush on him, although I do not find him attractive. But I think it was just, it was something. Something was happening, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think that's to your point, Jenny. That's just who he was. He literally loved those things about black culture. And it was ingrained in, like, his life. It was ingrained in his friendships. And so I think that kind of made, I don't know. It depends on how you do it. Like, music and stuff, sure. I don't know. That's a tough one, Tyra.
It is.
It's tough. Like, it's tough. It's tough.
And you know what? You know what? I wonder, and somebody gonna come for me for this, and that's fine. I wonder if it's more accepting for white men to do it over white women.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the things I'm thinking of as you ask that question, I'm picturing white men in my head. And I'm like, oh, that's okay. But I'm trying to, like, envision a white woman. And I'm like, that's not okay. Nah, that's not okay. You know, and I think that a lot of people jump to the Kardashians. They jump to, you know, like, all those scenarios where it feels like people trying real hard. And then again, trying to act like that's not where it's coming from. And that's what makes it not okay. But I do wonder if it's more accepting for white men to take on, you know, pieces of Black culture and embrace it or try to immerse themselves in it than white women.
That is, I didn't think about that. And I also didn't think about other cultures. I know like appropriation has become like this big thing. So how other cultures may feel. I know that being Black is a very extremely unique experience. So other cultures, I know that they may have their racial or ethnic issues. It's not as similar, you know, as it is to the Black experience. Or because then it comes down to what things are just American.
I was literally about to ask y'all, because the question I was simmering on was, well, what's considered white culture? And do we impede on that? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I ain't white, so that ain't my place to identify what white culture is. However, Aisha, don't fall out your chair laughing. But I do wonder, like, what things are American, and then do they, like, you know, cross over? Do they overlap into white culture or Black culture? Because they're just American culture. Because then the Black experience looks different over all diasporas. Like,
and this is such a simple example. This real basic. So don't come for me for this either. But like macaroni and cheese. White people swear that is their macaroni and cheese, okay?
And they can add their macaroni
and cheese. I was going to say, the macaroni and cheese that they make is definitely theirs. And the macaroni and cheese that we make is definitely ours. But to your point, that might be an American thing. Mm-hmm. And we have our own cultural spins on that. And so there probably definitely is like a mix.
No, that was a good example, though.
Okay.
That was a good one. Do y'all have any final thoughts? I know, because at the end of the day, there's no Black or white.
What?
There's no Black or white, you know, way to.
I'm stressed. We only got the cream, and in Tristan's terms, they're cream, and then they're light brown and dark and brown. Tristan only know variations of brown and variations of white. It's very interesting to see.
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart. I'd be like, were they white or Black, Tristan? I don't know. I mean, we're getting there.
Y'all have time.
We got time. Unfortunately, he gonna learn real fast. Unfortunately, but
yes,
but we got some time.
Yes, he is gonna learn fast, and he's about to be in school. That's just gonna
with a lot of creams. But from what I've heard, also a lot of Africans, and so we're probably gonna have to talk about the variations of Black, African American. Other than all the other variations, I got to learn them apparently. Because apparently, parents teach all this shit. I don't know who came up with that idea, but apparently we do. So, fun.
Okay, so just to leave you all with our good old she-spiration for our mini, which is grow comfortable with detaching yourself from what it could have or should have been. Look at what it actually is so you can let go of what you thought it was.
Thanks, Jenny.
Well, what a great way to tackle such a very complicated topic. It's a mini, so you know, we can't really dive
deep. Going.
However, if you would like us to, let us know at shenanigans_pod on Twitter and Instagram. If you have questions that you want us to tackle, you want to know our thoughts, maybe we could bring it up during a, you know, another mini, another full episode as a hot topic. Let us know. We're for the people.
Oh.
You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Podcast Addict. And we have episodes every other Thursday. So we hope you finish enjoying your Black History Month and your month of love. And we will catch y'all in 2 weeks. Bye.